This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. According to the Gaza Health Ministry, more than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
More than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel's military in Gaza since October the 7th, according to the territory's health ministry. The ministry said Israel's offensive has also wounded over 92,000 people and displaced over 85% of the population from their homes. In Gaza, health officials have struggled to fully identify the dead as bodies stream into overwhelmed hospitals and morgues, where they say the count is compiled amid the chaos of war and displacement. On the 7th of October, some 1,200 people were killed by a deadly Hamas attack on southern Israel. I'm Karen Shamas.
Yemen's Houthi leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi on Thursday vowed an inevitable response to recent Israeli attacks, namely the targeting of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, Hezbollah's Fuad Shuk, and the port city of Hodeidah. Ksenia Kavana, or Karolina, a Russian-American, was sentenced to 12 years in prison on Thursday by a Russian court. Rachel Judah has more.
The Los Angeles resident pleaded guilty at a closed trial in the Ural city of Yekaterinburg. Karolina's case was heard by the same court and judge that convicted Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich of espionage in July. The court said investigators found Karolina had, on the 24th of February 2022, the first day of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, transferred funds in the interests of a Ukrainian organization, which was then used for ammunition, medicines, and weapons. Supporters say the donation had gone to a New York-based charity called Razom for Ukraine that provides humanitarian aid to children and the elderly in the country. The charity has denied it provides any military support to Kyiv.